A blast from an explosive device in the northeastern Iraqi town of Jalala has killed 10 Kurdish fighters. Scores of other people were injured in the attack. This is fierce clashes are going on between the Kurdish Peshmerga fighters and ISIL Takfiri militants over the control of the town. Meanwhile, the United States has evacuated some of its staff members from the neighboring Kurdish city of Erbil. The U.S. State Department says the move is in reaction to the militant attacks in the region. It also issued a travel warning for U.S. citizens in Iraq. Kurdish fighters have recaptured two towns in northern Iraq from ISIL militants, Kurdish officials in Mosul say that Peshmerga forces have managed to drive Takfiri terrorists out of Gwer and Mahmur in Nineveh province. Kurdish media have highlighted the significant role of Iranian forces and the Iraqi army in liberating those areas from the ISIL's grip. They say Iranian forces have a decisive presence on the battlefields in the fight against Takfiri terrorists. This says Western media. A try to bring U.S. airstrikes in northern Iraq to the fore and present them as a factor that plays a main role in the Kurdish forces' advances. At least 20,000 Iraqi refugees have arrived at the Syrian border after fleeing the ISIL Takfiri terrorist takeover of Sinjar. The Izadi Kurds fled to the mountains a week ago when militants overran the Sinjar region. The refugees, who were mostly women and children, found themselves trapped in the mountains with little to eat or drink. The UN says that scores of children died on their way to Syria, which is already grappling with its own refugee crisis. Meanwhile, the international community has ramped up efforts to provide food and water by airdrops to those still stranded on the Sinjar Mountain. The ISIL began its terror campaign in the region last week.